proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you. And we have a special guest with us in studio, and we have Jackie Powell with us. Jackie, as many have heard before, has been involved with the Hebrew Nuggets with her ministry, lightforisrael.org. And welcome to the studio, Jackie.
Thank you, Aaron, very much, and thank you for having me.
Well, Jackie, you and I both know that this year is very special, especially in Israel. It is the 70th anniversary of what I would say the rebirth of the modern state of Israel. And I think just kind of an exciting times that we live in.
Yes, it's very, very exciting. Very many fulfillments of Bible prophecy. And I think it's just a great time to be alive.
Well, indeed. Well, in looking at the 70th anniversary of Israel, many things come to mind. I pray that many Christians, maybe who are listening, have had the opportunity to visit Israel. I know you've been there on a few occasions. I myself as well. But why should we pay attention to what's going on in Israel today?
Well, one reason we should pay attention is because Israel is, God's prophecy clock. So everything that God has according to his prophecy and his prophetic timetable for the world, it all is going to center on Israel. And so if we want to know what God is going to do next, then a good place to look is to look at Israel and see what's going on there.
Okay. So as someone said before, we should maybe have our newspaper in one hand or a Bible in the other. And
yes,
of course, the Bible needs to be, that's our lens to view what's going on in the world today. But obviously, God is doing something very unique with this. I mean, most people didn't even believe over 100 years ago that it was even possible. They said it was just a dream, you know, the dream of Theodore Herzl and others, and the rebirth of the Hebrew language. I mean, a lot of things come to our mind. I know these are favorite talking points of you, but what would you say to someone who is maybe skeptical of, well, I don't know about Israel. I don't know what we should do with that as you know, yeah, I'm a Christian, but maybe God isn't working with Israel anymore. What would you say to that person?
Well, I would say that the fact is that God is faithful, and he is a faithful God. And just as he promised Abraham long, long ago, thousands of years ago in Genesis 12, that he would make of him a great nation, and that he would use that great nation to be a blessing to all the other nations. And God has never taken that promise away, because God is very faithful. And just like today in our times, God has promised Christians that he will be faithful to us regardless of what happens to us or the kind of situations we may find ourselves in. God is still faithful to us regardless of, even if we're faithful to him, and oftentimes we may not be faithful to him, or we may not be doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing, but God doesn't give up on us. And so I'm so glad that he's faithful to us. And in that same way, he is faithful to Israel. He's not going to give up on them.
Okay. You know, a lot of times it looks like Israel versus the world, and especially with the geopolitical climate that we're in today. And I mean, Israel, it seems like they're a strong enough nation, but wouldn't you say that Israel still needs prayer?
Yes, Israel does need prayer, because like you said, it is Israel versus the world. And there are many, many nations out there that are very anti-Semitic, and they try to get the UN to pass many resolutions that go against Israel. I'm very thankful right now that our own country is really standing up for Israel in the UN. But that's in the political realm, but then also in the spiritual realm, Israel, we need to pray for the Jewish people that they would come to know their Messiah. We need to pray for Israel as a whole, that they would be more open to the knowledge of the Messiah.
Well, I think we should take the words of Psalm 122, verse 6 to heart then. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem in Hebrew, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim.
Yes.
So what a day we live in. Can we have Jackie Powell with us today? And just a delight. Again, her website is lightforisrael.org. You can read more about what she's involved in. Again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.